This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on the Score.
I called him the khaki pants of the Score. Versatile, valuable, wrinkle-free.
That's you? Wrinkle-free. I like it. Versatile and valuable, Mark Grody.
Oh, you like that Hawk calls me khaki pants?
Sure.
Oh, you like that? No, I prefer the Ben Zobrist of the Score. I've always preferred that.
Yeah, that's good.
Haw and I have gone back and forth on this many times. He means it very well. It's very Haw. It's very nice of him.
I called him the khaki pants of the Score.
And he means
versatile,
it.
Valuable, wrinkle-free.
The Ben Zobrist of the Score is better. I used to be, when I was at Sporting News Radio, I used to refer to myself as the one-man bullpen by committee. And I would come in and like in the helmet cart. You know,
yes.
For whatever show needed me.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I like you. The Ben Zobrist of the Score.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a fitting segue, don't you think? Because Ben Zobrist, big fan of Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And Mark Grody.
Look at you.
You said you wanted to talk about Jesus.
I do. Yeah. I just wanted to say, I've been wanting to say this for some time, and there was another Jesus commercial during the Super Bowl this year. I think it's selling Jesus, and you could take Jesus wherever you want. But I got to tell you, I really like the Jesus commercials.
Come on, dude.
They make me feel good. Honestly, whenever they come on, I don't know what they are. I don't know. And then I'm like, oh, it's Jesus. Okay. I see you, Jesus. You know? And I'm like, he comes across, and I've been burned, he comes across as a great guy. Like Jesus does. I mean, this is what it is showing us in these commercials.
He's widely thought to have been a great guy.
He is widely thought to have, but no, seriously, they are really well-presented commercials that make me feel good. From the, Shane is, are you the devil? Are you Satan or something?
Whoa.
Why do you hate Jesus?
I don't
What's
hate
going
Jesus.
On?
I'm not really a believer, but I don't hate him.
Escalating quickly.
I think he's a perfectly good fictional character.
Oh, wow. Boy.
I had no desire to go down that train right there.
Okay.
What I'm saying is
go down your own train, Mark.
I have no desire to go down that train either. No, whatever the hell that means.
Mark,
you were cooking, Mark. You were cooking.
Yeah, you were cooking.
You were talking about how the commercial makes you feel something, which is ultimately the point of all these.
Right. So I don't know if Jesus is that great, but I think it's time that somebody's... These commercials are really nice.
Okay.
They're really nice commercials.
Sure. Do you feel like Shane is kind of shaking his hand at God as he...
yeah, are you angry?
Or not at God, but...
Are you angry at God?
Maybe at Jesus.
No.
Okay.
I just...
No,
I'm a confirmed man, and I was the valedictorian of my confirmation class. I gave a speech at the confirmation service.
Let me say, for myself, I have not confirmed that you are a man. It remains, from my perspective.
Come on in here, buddy.
Now I'm good.
5 o'clock hour.
It remains unconfirmed from my perspective.
I'll show you my penis.
No! See, that's...
Now that's inappropriate in a Jesus conversation.
Oh, yeah, wrong segment.
Here's the thing. My, my wife has recently acquired a big bag of tiny little Jesuses, okay? Oh. And she loves to spread what she feels is her version of Jesus.
Of the Lord.
Love.
Yes.
Love. Just it means love to her. That's what it means. It means love and peace to her.
Wow.
So she leaves them in places. Like she'll leave them in an airport bathroom.
Virgin.
You know? Yeah. But anyway, it makes her happy to spread the love. That's all she's doing.
Yeah.
And they're tiny. They're adorable. And yeah. She's got a big bag of them.
That's what it feels like.
And that's some people get very caught up in like, well, this means you are not that and you are not that. She lives with a Jew. She's like super supportive and loving
of me. Well, let's not get personal here. Okay.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You're a Jew?
Yeah, dude. You're fine.
We're raising
a... We have a Jew on the show? No! This industry?
We're raising a boy who's going to get bar mitzvahed.
Oh, really?
And who knows?
Because the wife
well.
Decides, right? Usually,
the mother. But the father decides. But either way, it's like this is a boy who's growing up in a house where you know his mama loves Jesus.
Yeah,
and his father is a proud Jew.
Okay,
well, can't we all get along? The answer is yes.
Yeah, you love Jesus.
No, just those two groups.
Yeah,
we can.
Why don't you believe that Jesus was the Son of Man?
See, that's not what you're saying.
But what I am saying is that the commercials are beautifully produced. Like, as far as I'm concerned, I think it's like some sort of like national park commercial before I realize it's about Jesus. And I'm like, they're just so comforting.
Just to clarify, these are the He Gets Us spots,
he
right?
He Gets Us. Yeah. Thank you, Tanny.
Yeah, and there's, I'm sure there's a lot of texters giving you know various levels of intel about the company behind the spots and stuff. But to be clear, all Grody is talking about is his experience as a television viewer feeling the commercial.
Well, we're talking
over
about
him.
The production value, not your belief in Jesus.
Right, right. Let me make that very clear. Yeah. Yes.
And I want to add that I think generally the companies that produce those commercials during the Super Bowl don't want to harm us, generally.
Generally
right?
speaking, they
oh,
don't
no, that's
harm
incorrect,
us.
Actually. Oh, okay. They want what's best for us all the time.
No, I just, like, Spiegel said it perfectly.
Right.
I'm in a good, when I'm watching those, I feel comforted.
I know.
I do, and I'm not telling anybody that they have to like Jesus.
Let me tell, it's similar to the way that I feel when I see a Pringles commercial.
Oh.
You know, I feel very comforted.
Once you pop, you can't stop kind of thing going on there.
See mustaches flying all over the world.
Mark, how uncomfortable is the rest of your life that you need the Jesus production value on the commercials to make you feel good?
It's just that moment. I don't need it. But when it comes forth, I'm always pleasantly surprised by it. That's what it is. And that's what, like, every time they fool me, I'm like, what is this delight that is happening? Why am I feeling this warmth overcoming? Oh, it's He Gets Us. Mm. I just think that they're well done.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Noted.
Look, I'm a Catholic, so it's not like this is new, like I've been converted or I've been moved to be more religious. I just enjoy the moment of the commercial.
Sure. You know, this has been dangerously close to controversial religion talk, but I think
absolutely.
We've survived.
I have not looked at the text lines.
I mean, there's only a few seconds left for one of us to say something.
There's always time, Shane.
I already said I'll show you my penis.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I said that in this segment.
Yeah. You did. I'm sure there's some angry listeners right now, maybe related to some.
I have a thought on Judaism as a Jew, but I'm going to hold it back.
I think that the opinion that I just gave was perfect because it wasn't religious. It was just how I felt during the commercial, and maybe other people felt that way. Maybe I've saved somebody today.
Matt, do not say Jew holiday.
I won't, but he was an important part of those Milwaukee Bucks championship teams. It's Spiegs and Mark Grody right here on the Score. Jason Leisure, the Sun Times, joins us next for Bears thoughts that are tangential to the Super Bowl. We'll do that next on The Score.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan.
The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.